I'll be right back.
Can you guys hear me?
Just barely.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Good. So I have ordered a webcam, okay?
Hold up. I gotta get us onto Facebook Live. Please. Thanks. All right, we are live and we are recording. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can now.
Okay. Catherine, since you're on phone, not visual, when you talk, if you'll identify yourself so that when it's recorded, and on Facebook, that anybody listening will know that it's you.
Okay, I have ordered a webcam, so I'm working on this.
Okay. Then just as an FYI for the meeting, present are Chris Ingalls and Stephanie Morfin from the city, Chair Catherine Siemens, and then Vice Chair Deb Rippey. And I think that's it and we can begin.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the July meeting of the CUNA Arts Commission. The first thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. Was everybody able to receive the minutes in email form and have they have a chance to look at them?
Yes.
Okay, so that being said, is everybody, can I get a motion?
I move that we accept the minutes from our last meeting on June 11th.
Okay, wonderful. And I will accept, or I'll second. So, and we do have a quorum, so the minutes have been approved.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Great. So as we move forward, we are now on to the business section of our meeting. And the first one is the discussion of the 2020 budget. Chris, if you want to take over.
Sure thing. As far as the budget, the same amount that was requested last year was requested this year. A couple changes to the budget that I wanted to note for you. If I can get it open. I apologize, it's not opening as quickly as I thought it would, or I'd have had it already open. So I noted that are hoping for a Christmas bus light tour out of this next fiscal. The funding is allocated for that. However, as we are having the issues with social distancing, those kind of things, it could be challenging if we try and put a bunch of people on a bus. Everything is in flux right now, so as long as we are seeing the Central District Health, you know, make changes, currently we're listed to 50 people, you know, we just have to follow those. So we will keep that in the budget as earmarked for that and see how we go. Go ahead, Catherine.
I was going to say, this is Catherine, and I just have a question. So how do we have any input of maybe how the schools are running their busing? Are they like skip a seat? I mean, something like that?
I don't know yet.
That might be an avenue so that we can stay in format completely.
Part of the problem is that the guidelines that are for the school are not necessarily what's recommended for the public at large or is recommended for events. That's kind of where we start getting caught up, is because these types of things are events, and right now, event-wise, we're limited to 50 people. We're continuing with the Second Saturday series right now, but if we started getting movies in the park, we started getting big crushes over 50 people and we couldn't get them social distance, we'd have to reevaluate what we're doing. So I think we're just gonna continue to have to play the busing by ear, but we are prepared to enact it if we're able to and it makes sense.
Okay. Thank you.
I do think, though, with the Christmas thing, I would encourage that we do, even if we aren't able to do the light tour, if we still do the decorating contest again for the houses, and then if we're not able to do a bus tour, maybe we could brainstorm on some alternatives. Maybe we could lead a convoy to look at lights. We could still have, you know, the winners with the banners. You know, maybe there's some of those things that we could still do so that we're still, you know, reaching out and encouraging, you know, community participation and continuing to keep the commission up front with the community.
Cool. Yeah. Everything's the new norm.
Yeah.
We'll just have to play it by ear, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. This year, as we had talked about at the beginning of this year, we would not be doing the Holiday Artists and Crafters show, and we would not be doing the cookie sets. We'll continue to move forward in that direction. Let's talk about the new norm, that we don't know what that is. So upon discussion internally with the Parks Department, my department. Some of the things that we really are seeing is that these large events are going to be challenging. We're having a couple events, you know, large events that we've already had to cancel because of this. So the target then would be for the Arts Commission to do a second and fourth Saturday concert series next Saturday in lieu of trying to do the big concert in June with Music on the Greenbelt. Funding-wise, it takes less impact on the budget to do it that way because, you know, we're not having the big stage costs and sound costs and things like that. How do you feel about that?
So, this is Catherine, and do you have exact dates? I mean, or is that just still in the planning stage?
So it'd be the second and fourth Saturdays of the months of June, July, and August. Of 2021.
Yeah.
21, right. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Well,
Well, everything we're talking about is for fiscal year 21, so that starts October 1st.
So tell me about, you've had the one already this year, right? How did that go? Or did you have, did that one have to be canceled, or did you have the one?
It canceled, not because of COVID, but because we had buckets of water coming down.
Oh.
And there was just no way to do it. So we did pay the band because they were willing to up until the last minute, but it was just too wet and too soggy. And so we're hoping to bring them back at another point. You know, I mean, certainly with COVID, when things get canceled, we're trying to recognize that we booked people's time. And so there is, you know, there's a cost to that.
Well, I like that you're still providing some art with this format and then trying to be cautious about the size. So I would say that would be probably a nice way to think we would move forward at this time. And if it gets better, then we adjust, but at least we would have something in place.
I agree.
And we can plan. This is Catherine. We can plan for something.
Yes.
And I think that's the big thing is we just need to know and go for it. And I think it'd be honestly, like Deb said, a great intermedium. I'm going to choke.
I think so too. And I also think, I think we've talked that we're always looking for opportunity to get artists up front and get them noticed. And so really this doubles the amount of artists that we can get up in front of the community, and it gives a broader range of dates. Stephanie's the one that attends those on behalf of the commission and the clerk's office. So she's the one that, keeps us all in line, and she gives us good feedback, and we're able to adjust and modify. But she'll be there Saturday, gets the band set up and all that. So Stephanie, do you have any comments on the second Saturday and going to a second and fourth Saturday scenario? You need to unmute yourself.
I like it. The size is usually way under 50. It's comfortable, it's casual, and it's just something to get out. A lot of times people will just stop by as they're walking the Greenbelt, and it's just very, I think, doable for the time we're in right now.
So one thing I'd like to kind of talk about when it comes to these Saturday concerts, we do try and get out there that it's from the Arts Commission digitally, but I also wonder if there's not a benefit to having a small banner made similar to kind of what we did for the Christmas houses that won, that just says that this is a Kuna Arts Commission event, mm-hmm. to make sure that people know that the Arts Commission is working to bring all forms of art to the surface.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is Catherine. I do too.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. Other than
I'm sorry, Chris, can I ask just one question?
Of course.
Is this a complete Kuna Arts Commission event, or do we share it with anyone?
We drag the Parks Department in to help us, so we throw them some credit, but it's an Arts Commission. Arts Commission's funding it, so.
Okay.
Additional budget items. We, like I said, we'll budget for bus. We'll budget for the concert series. Also, I think we want to try and budget again for theater. We weren't able to get there this year because of COVID, but I think it's really important that we continue to try and get there. Maybe it looks a little different than we originally thought, but definitely we want to talk with our artistic director. Deb, you liaison that for the commission. What are your thoughts?
I would very much favor us at least attempting to put something together. And as you said, maybe we need to look at something slightly different. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something that we can do that is not traditional, but we could certainly investigate that. I think any step in that direction is a step that I would support and encourage, just as we do for all different types of art. But this would be a nice first step for us and for getting the, like you said, getting the community participation and getting artists up front. And so I would heartily support at least attempting again.
Okay. So we will continue to maintain that in the budget and move that forward. Then for the remainder of 2020, we have a few expenses that are, you know, just for the second Saturday, the musicians and stuff. The rest of it, we're targeting towards some art pieces. There's the downtown pieces. We're hoping to get the materials procured before the end of the fiscal year, because with the commission's budget, any earnings that they get, they can roll those over into their building art fund. Any money left over from the budget allocated by the city council that's not used goes back into the general fund. That's not a carryover, so you're starting new. So there was really no earnings this year, but because of the lack of events, it's a good year, good opportunity to invest in some art for downtown, which we are trying to carry forward for the commission. A couple of those pieces. So let me back up. I don't want to jump into the next item before time, but I guess at this point I'll just say the allocation of funds that we do have available from the budget, it's about $4,000 to $5,000, I think, right there in that range. There has been a request, because Kuna Days has postponed until October, if they're able to have it, that we go ahead and do a second Saturday concert series in August. Because originally we didn't do one because it would conflict. So we're looking that we'll hold one of those in August, if you guys are okay with that, just to try and have something out there for the community. Which leaves us the funding available to invest in some art images at around, I want to say right around 5,000 plus or minus. Whatever of that we don't use towards art installation or art investment or artist investment, then that will go back to the general fund, and we'll start next year with the 12.5.
How much does, this is Catherine, how much does a second Saturday basically cost?
We typically pay the bands $300 or $400. We expend about $100 to have beer and wine. That includes the catering permit, but beer and wine kicks us back $1 off of every drink. We don't necessarily break even on that, but last year we were getting darn close to breaking even on that investment. This year's just been a little different, so we just kind of give some room on that. So yeah, the bands that we bring in on the second Saturday are far less expensive than what we pay for these really large performers at the big concerts. And it's really just about the band. We're not opposed to bringing in a large band, but we don't necessarily have the sound for them. So these smaller bands kind of bring their own equipment, and that's why it's really more affordable.
Right, sure. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And if you're getting background noise, I have construction going on. I don't know that I showed you, but, you know, I got a hole in my wall with plastic. I am the thoroughfare right now, so I got a new office going in, so I'm excited for that. But it's just, so you're going to hear some noise, and I apologize, but, you know, they've really been so courteous during the process that I have nothing to complain about. Any other questions on what we have going on in this fiscal year, which again will be part of what we discuss in item number B?
And this fiscal year, all expenditures would have to be completed by September 30. Is that okay?
Which, I mean, Deb, that's another question, I think, as a liaison. I mean, do we want to invest in the costumes this year so we have them for next year? You know, I mean, because I think that once we get there, we do want to do a Much Ado About CUNA play. I think we know what those costumes maybe look like, and so it may be a good investment for the commission this year to invest in the costumes, and then next year we don't have that investment when we're working towards getting something on stage.
And it would be nice if there are funds, if we started to sort of build. I am a little bit concerned about trying to do costumes when we don't know sizes specifically.
Do you think we could do, I think Josh had said we could do Wish. What about like the one size fits all? Does that feel comfortable at all? Or,
you know, I can liaise on that. I can check and see. Okay. The other thing I'm thinking is, I know that there was a cost estimate for setting the sets. Mm-hmm. And so if we invested in that, it's not going to go bad or be the wrong size or whatever.
Okay.
So let me liaison and see what it is that that might be a recommendation.
Okay.
And again, with set pieces, if there's some kind of an adjustment or change or whatever, that those they can alter.
Okay.
The other pieces, I'm just not too sure. And and I'm not sure about a one size fits all for the adults.
Yeah.
You know, if we had kids and we knew that this was going to be just sort of a, here, put this little thing on, that might be.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay, yeah, just let us know what direction.
Okay, and so give me a target by when you would like to have that.
If you could let me know, I don't know, by the end of July.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
And then just
the last... one more time.
Okay.
Hold on. We were talking about, are we going to do a second Saturday and put that in this year's budget? Do you want in August? Did you did you want to clarify that? And then does that need to be an action item, or can we just say, yeah, we're going to do it and move on?
You can say, yeah, we're going to do it and move on because we're talking about budget expenses.
Okay, cool. You guys, you want to do in August, what would that be, August 8th?
Yes. Yes, so, it would be August 8th.
Okay, so that's another one of those things where everybody needs to look at their calendar. They have to kind of let us know immediately, if not sooner, because we can't say, yes, we're going to do it, and then only one of us show up. So
but you know,
check
Steph,
your calendars. And
Steph does a good job for us. Even if commission can't make it, Steph does a good job for us. So.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Steph.
And Steph, we do. We love you. But I just want to make sure that we all know that that's really not the way we want. Is we want the commission support to actually show up too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm in. I'll tell you right now, I'm in.
Great.
I might have to pick my son up from the airport, but that means he's in too. So, how's that sound?
Good. I do that too. Yeah.
Well, I think we have to sort of make a decision today because we won't meet again in August. Before
right,
August.
That's what. That's kind
so,
of what. That's
so I would say our plan would be to go ahead and then.
Okay.
We'll roll that way. And then, you know, anybody reach out if you need to. We'll work through it that way. And then the last thing, I just wanted to give you an update. Art installation money from the Arts Commission. It doesn't include what we have in the downtown funds. We have $6,613. And then that's a good chunk to be working with, I think. And we have about $3,800 in the downtown to funds for art to share that out with too. So altogether, there's some good funds in there. Which Catherine, if you want to roll us to item B, I have an announcement.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we'll be done. Everything under the section A action item, I think we've taken care of what we needed to there. So discussion of the remaining art pieces and vertical art. And Chris, I feel bad. COVID still has affected me and I have not gotten back to you on certain things that you've sent me. So I apologize completely, but I am so ready to do downtown art pieces. It's not even funny. I think we all are.
Yeah.
These have been in the planning stages for 3 years, and to just get visual on that, it's going to be like a touchdown. So.
So I want to. So we have dropped trying to do the flat pieces. I think that we probably should have figured this out some time ago, but it has become so difficult, so challenging. Mm-hmm. The design services alone are crazy. And so the city has determined we don't want to do flat pieces. We're gonna focus on vertical pieces and other art pieces that are multifunctional, meaning a bike rack that maybe is artistic, something like that. We've determined that vertical pieces, so that can go up and down, have some height to them, we would do four of those. One of them is Catherine's recommended project that I've been working with her on with details, but everybody knows it's the collage piece. And I sent her over the mock-up from the welder who actually works with the city. And we'll pre-purchase whatever we can purchase on that to try and get that into this fiscal year. But I think once Catherine has some time, I think it's really going to be a beautiful piece. It's going to kind of resemble a tree as far as branches and then the collage within the trunk and things. The other piece is that the commission has been percolating this one for a while. It's that it's a miniature water tower. It's also a drinking fountain. And that's going to be over in front of the art or the museum. And I would like to say congratulations and thank you, Steph. And I'm going to have Steph talk to you about this, but her father is a high quality carver. He carves wood, beautiful, beautiful pieces. And he is donating a piece for downtown. And it's going to be a vertical piece. He was telling a person that Steph, go ahead and talk about the donation of the wood and the art services and kind of the size and stuff like that, if you would.
So my dad knows a lot of people. They know he likes to work in wood, and he's done a few bronzes, but his real passion is woodworking. He has had a beautiful piece of bird's eye maple donated to him that's about 8 feet long. And he is starting to work on that. He wants to keep all the passions of CUNA in mind as far as birds of prey and the train. And he's going to incorporate kind of like a modern totem pole. And he wants to bring that to CUNA. So he's already started the piece and it's going really well.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
It is very exciting.
If you want to look at some of his work, you probably, his name is Steve Eusing. And so if you, like, you know, you can Google people, you'll probably get to see some of his work that way. You get an idea of his talent.
Would you do me a favor? This is Catherine. Would you spell his name so that I don't mess it up?
Oh, sure. Steve. Mm-hmm. Eussing.
Okay, wonderful.
Steph, also, I know you've sent me some pictures of his pieces. Will you send that out to the commission? I think it's just really going to excite them to see the quality that we're going to be anticipating. And all that Mr. Eussing has asked is that we recognize the donor of the wood, but obviously we will be recognizing Mr. Eussing as well with a plaque on the piece. And then we did ask for him to let us cover any hard costs, so blades, just any of those materials. We did ask that he let us cover those costs because, I mean, the artistic work that he does is just fantastic and we want to be a good partner. So, but it's a donated piece and very excited. And when it goes in for installation, I think we do a big ribbon cutting to note it and all the other pieces so that we really get people downtown, get the Arts Commission out front, and just continue to make sure that, you know, people know that the Arts Commission is working. There's also going to be some changes in code sections. And I've been working with the Planning and Zoning Commission so that the Arts Commission has the authority to review any proposed art. So if somebody's coming in and installing a building or installing a development, and they're going to put art in, that you guys at least get an opportunity to review it. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then another piece, super excited. So the city has some equipment that they were putting out for bid because we weren't going to keep it anymore. And part of that is this little tractor. Like from the 1950s, and the mayor saw the picture.
Oh, that's awesome.
I kept dragging my feet because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to give it up. I didn't know what I needed it for, but I didn't want to give it up. I've just kind of gone round and round. And finally yesterday, visited with the mayor some more, staff talked about it, and we decided to pull it off the bid list and keep it. And so we have Creative Wraps going to come take a look. But the goal is to refurbish it, not to a running status, but to do maybe a beautiful flag or something, wrap on the hood of it, and then just have the chassis sandblasted and painted, and then have it installed as an art piece in front of City Hall.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we went and looked at pictures from Creative Wraps. I think they did Catherine's car. Didn't they do yours?
They did.
So we looked at that. I mean, it's just, they do a beautiful flag. And so that's the direction that we're leaning on, something patriotic and meaningful to CUNA. And I think that that's really what's important, is that the art that you guys put forth to the community, that it's reflective of our community, which is patriotic, a value for our roots. The carving, the collage piece that Catherine's working on. I mean, you know, the theater, you know, the Much Ado About CUNA. I mean, those kind of things. I mean, these are all reflective of our community. And by bringing art in that form, I just think it's just fantastic. And I think that the community loves it. And I also really appreciate that in this process, you know, we just keep stretching a little bit to bring new things and new ideas. And I think it's very effective. So with that being said, that's three pieces, vertical pieces for downtown. There's room for one more vertical. Nothing outstanding has come to the forefront. I say we don't force another vertical. We just see when the right thing happens, then we move on that.
I was going to say, this is Catherine. Just sorry, Chris. I know you can't see me, so I'm sorry. I also think that with that in mind, we can go out and, I mean, that hones our senses to all of a sudden, oh my gosh, wouldn't that be? Mm-hmm. You know, so we can kind of say, okay, I saw this. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we wait for it to come to us, it takes years.
Yeah.
But going out and oh my gosh, this would be so cool. And then all of us and others get together and say, let's tweak it this way, let's tweak it this way. And then we come up with exactly what we are starting to come up with, is things that really reflect who we are, where we come from, and where we're going.
I agree, Catherine. I think, so if you brought the collage piece, we've been working on that for, I think, a year now, but, you know, we finally have the welder. We're now ready when, you know, once we identify a few things, I think we're ready to start procuring materials, and then Jesse will be welding on it over the winter when the Parks Department is slower. So,
yeah,
I think
that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be beautiful to bring in, and I'm excited. I'm excited to find out the pieces that we need to get. Stephanie had a really fun idea, Catherine. She wondered if we didn't put some ideas of the kind of pieces that we're looking for out to the community and let them have an opportunity to maybe donate those pieces to be included in the large piece.
Yeah, I think exactly. I'll bring that to the forefront, and we're just going to need dimensional sizes, and then we just need to find out what can fit inside these dimensions. You know, I don't think, you know, a wagon wheel is going to fit in the piece. I think we're going to have to, if we want it to be a collage, we want it to be more than one or two things in there. We want it to be a bunch of things. So we'll just need to get dimensional sizes, and then, yeah, we'll float it out there. That'd be awesome.
Stephanie, you want to coordinate with Catherine on that and then just kind of keep the rest of us in the loop? I think Jesse knows what the intended dimension size is, but let's just loop back in and get those from him if we could. Okay, thanks. I think that's it for item B, unless anybody has comments or questions.
I think we've covered, I love it when we cover ground. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
So if there's nothing else in B, we'll move on to C. And hi, Cassandra, I saw that you joined. How are you? So I watched what you sent. I think it's fun. The rest of us, was everybody able to watch what Cassandra sent in?
I didn't see that.
Oh, no.
Stephanie did. The proposal?
Yeah, she sent about the belly dancing and about going to different areas in the town and having little belly dancers and videoing it. I think, Steph, could you send, or Cassandra, can you send Deb really fast that again so that it's so easy with email and all that kind of stuff to miss absolutely everything.
Really quick, I just wanted to clarify.
I almost missed the meeting today, I'm telling you.
And I just wanted to clarify really quick, in that proposal, it was not dance styles specific to belly dance. I kind of wanted to encourage dancers from a lot of different styles. So if we have any local like hip hop artists, most people know country swing and Cuna. So just kind of like a really open kind of dialogue as far as like, you know, communal movement together in different styles that play a lot on each other. Maybe there's some local jazz artists. I know it's the 20s, the roaring 20s, the birth of jazz. So
Keep
that in mind. But I will go ahead and send that right now.
I have the proposal. Is that what we're referring to? I got that.
The only thing, and Cassandra, I'm just going to kind of streamline this and pull out bullet points. Everybody jump in if they. But I know you laid it all out in a format of what you were going to do, and I just, and not meaning to be abrupt or anything like that, but I do want to make sure there was in the bottom, I saw a cost of what you wanted as far as monetary. So can you streamline that to us? Because today we're talking about budget, and if we can get right down to the brass tacks of the money.
Yeah, so the proposed cost was basically just if, you know, there were any specific expectations as far as like video effects and things like that. I do have a video editing software that I purchased back in 2015, and it's been working wonders for me still. I just was indicating that if there was any newer effects that would be desired in the video itself, that might require me to purchase an extension to my already existing video software. That could be the proposed cost for that. But outside of that, everything else, I pretty much already have access to a GoPro. I've owned it for at least 2 years now. Like I said, the video editing software, I've had that since 2015. But yeah, so just, you know, if there's any software improvement needed, I could invest in it, but I don't anticipate needing it unless there's like a desired effect.
Yeah, that was when I went through the proposal, that was about the only thing that I had.
I did have a couple questions.
Okay, go ahead.
How would you propose to, how do you propose that we get these dancers to want to come forward to participate, to, you know, join in on this? I think really what I was envisioning, and I might be wrong, I don't know if you've seen it on our website, but we did a video for CUNA that it's just really a great video. And it was for economic development, but what I liked about it was active, it would add a lot of motion to it and that kind of thing. And so I think when I was reading through your proposal, I saw it that it was similar to that it was a, hey, here's CUNA and here's our dancers, kind of thing, that it's all one video and we can share that out and to other communities and other arts commissions that says, hey, here's what we have, you know, come take a look. And here's how, and then, you know, as part of that, you know, here's our artists, here's how you find them. Here's our dancers, here's how you find them. Here's how you find their theaters. Is that the right interpretation, or were you thinking something different?
Oh, you hit it right on the head. That was exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, so then I understand the concept, yeah. So like the video that we did, and I would encourage you to go see it. I think we've all looked at it, but I think the one thing I loved about it was that it was at different events that, you know, were included in it. It was different locations. So I definitely could see where you put in this, that it could occur during different locations and, you know, that are recognizable to the community, but also pleasant and pleasing to others who don't know the community to visually see. Like out at Swan Falls Dam, Bernie Fisher Park, Main Street, the Greenbelt. I mean, there's just tons of areas. An empty field. I mean, there's lots of opportunity. And so go ahead, Catherine.
I was going to say, so in Cassandra, in your vision, and taking into consideration that you're going to have to be videoing all this, how long would it take you to build something like this? Would you want a summer scene and a fall scene and a winter scene? I mean, how are you envisioning doing this so that we can put all this stuff up? Then we can dictate the size, you know, is it a 3-minute long thing that we get to blast to everybody, you know? Kind of give me the whole demographics of your view as how you're going to build it and how long it is and what, so we can determine how we're going to use it.
Gotcha. Okay. So regarding timeline, there's kind of a lot of different routes that we could go. So if this is something that we want to put a lot of time and effort into, I mean, definitely having like a spring scene, fall scene, all of the different seasons kind of encapsulated in a video could be really beneficial. As somebody who has danced in costume out when it is like 20 degrees, it's not very pleasant to dance in winter outside. So that would definitely be a huge just safety concern for me, just because, you know, exposed skin, icy conditions, things like that. But that's something that we could do safely with a lot of forethought. However, I had been planning on a short-term scale as far as like having some clips in really early morning light and then clips like progressively being like shot in more like midday light, and then having a few really beautiful evening shots as well, just to kind of keep it within like maybe a summer time frame, just because I imagine that there might be a lot of opportunity for students right now, and then maybe even kind of going into the fall, that are just more interested in getting into performing arts and things like that, that might be kind of really interested in this. And another kind of thing I brought up a little bit was the concept of getting somebody to maybe create an original track that the dancers in the project can be performing to, just so that we have permission to use that music in a context that would fall under like a performance license kind of, but also anything that is considered public domain. This is something that that Starbilly School of Dance is playing with a little bit. Any music that's considered public domain, so basically from 1924 and earlier than that, that's considered public domain music. And so we've been dancing to a lot of flapper music, and it's been so much fun because it's the 20s. So that's kind of another little silly option that we have. So any public domain music, or if we, you know, try to reach out and maybe do like a little bit of a thing to get an original track created. As far as like music, I do have experience creating music. I took several classes where I was learning to code using Python coding by using a program known as EarSketch. So that was kind of like making music and learning code at the same time. So that there's definitely a lot of really creative applications for music development remotely. You know, utilizing free software, free sound archive websites and things like that. But if we decide that that's like too big of an undertaking, then as I mentioned before, anything that's considered public domain music could be really, really good to use for this particular project.
This is Chris. I guess just a couple things. Are you talking about that you have the skill level to develop a custom soundtrack for this proposal that would not require additional licensing? That's my first question.
Yes.
And then would the commission be able to have some, you know, input? This part seems a little fast, this part seems a little slow, or I guess what I'm wondering is if you develop the music, so then you have the dancers, are they gonna have to develop a routine to go with that music? You see what I'm
saying? Yeah, so I suppose the easiest way to kind of explain it would be, I think it would be easiest as far as filming and, you know, benefit to the participants to let them dance to the entire song and just record each of them dancing to the entire song. And then for the official project, we're taking clips of them. You know, they can create a choreography. Some dancers, like a lot of the professional belly dancers I dance with star belly dancers, they're really good at improvisational styles. So they might just turn the song on, listen to it a few times, and then, you know, click play on a camera and film themselves improv dancing to that particular track. If we make it an 8-count track with a really consistent beat, I imagine I can very easily create a track that's really versatile and can be danced to with multiple styles, aside from things like waltzes, which require like a 6-count. But if it's just steady beat, 8-count rhythm, we can kind of determine, do we want more of a country flair? Do we want a pop flair? Do we want a, you know, rock style flair? So just depending on the kind of sounds that we integrate into it and things like that. But
I think that the soundtrack would need to have a common theme, but have some adjustments made for the genre of dance, because, you know, if we had hip hop, it's not necessarily gonna really thrive with, say, swing dancing. You know, the music tends to be very different. So I guess one track, but that adjusts to, I think the first thing would be to find out who would be interested in participating in this, and then possibly breaking the music up or the song up to really kind of accommodate each kind of dance genre. I really don't want to see a ballet dancer trying to do something to, you know, Achy Breaky Heart. I mean, I don't know what, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that way the audio is matching the visual.
Yeah. Anybody else thoughts?
But it would basically be all the same song, right? It would just be different versions in their clip of the same song. So mm-hmm. You wouldn't lose, you would keep your audience because they would have one solid recognizable feature inside of it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I think, I mean, we got to play to the audience. You don't want to lose them because you just cut, spliced, and picked a new song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the art,
in a way, is this an action item today, Chris? I kind of got off track. Yeah,
it's
it is.
Not real. Well, I mean, it's up for discussion, but we do have it as an action. I will let the commission know that we do always set aside a few $100 for artist support. So, if we felt like we needed to, you know, purchase or help provide some extensions or programs to get the best quality product that we could get, that some were proud of to disperse, you know, then certainly that's something that the commission could consider.
This is Catherine. Cassandra, we really like your idea. You can see we do. I also know that I think we have to discuss amongst ourselves, because we also have to figure out how the commission is going to use this as well. If you want to get something that I don't want you to go to too much work, obviously, but I do want you to give us a format, okay? Definitely. Chunk us out a format, and then we can move into the next meeting, which I still think is summer, so cool. I think your timing for not freezing to death any of the dancers are going to be just fine.
Okay.
And then that way, if we have a format, us as a commission can discuss how we're going to use this, because it's a wonderful idea. Especially, I mean, I can envision somebody dancing down by the creek, and I can envision somebody dancing under the water tower. You know what I mean? I can just envision a lot of things about this that I think that we as a commission could definitely use. So if you want to put us a format together, then maybe in the next one, we have all these questions answered and we can move it into an action item.
Great. All right. I'll try to have that ready by next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. And thanks for helping. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure.
All right.
And does anybody need any more anything with Cassandra? Anybody have any questions for Cassandra or thoughts?
I would kind of like to see a calendar, just to kind of see what are we targeting as an endpoint.
Great.
Okay.
Sandra, did you? I will go out and see if I can't pull. Where did we put it?
So, do you, Chris, talk to me?
No.
Is it something that we should need? Is this something that we want to? Do we want to end the meeting? Considering we're live on Facebook, we want to end the meeting.
No, I want you guys all and Facebook to watch me trying to find a video that I was looking for Cassandra. Yes, we can end the meeting. Cassandra, I'll send you a link once I find it.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So as we've discussed, we've gone through the whole entire agenda. Does anybody have any more input that they'd like to put in from any reports, anything that anybody wants to add this afternoon?
Do we need to to put anything in about next meeting if we have ideas for agenda? Would you like that now?
Yeah, that's number 5. It says see items for next agenda. So if you have something right now, it'd be great to pull it forward.
Okay.
Understanding that we still can send the city our suggestions up until like the week before the next meeting.
Well, what I would like to see us discuss at some point is perhaps a virtual presence for the CUNA Arts Commission. Just as we see Cassandra's work and how that can be available to the public in a way that is going to be accommodating to our current times, it would be interesting to me to see if we can use that as a way that we can have arts in front of people, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
We 100% need to figure out how to get into each and every computer in this whole town.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra, I did the screen share. Can you see it?
I can.
This is the video. Oh, that's not the right video.
This is the video. I know that video.
This video. So that's really that was the video that we have done, and it was just been a, such a strong video for us, and good quality, good diversity. So I think that we'd be hoping that we'd have something, you know, to represent the commission and the city really kind of at that level.
Gotcha. Thank you for showing me that. I was looking through the website, but I couldn't find it very easily. So I was like, I hope I can find it by the next meeting.
It took me a few minutes too, but it's under economic development, living in CUNA. So, all right, Catherine, if you want to call the meeting, I think I then can shut everything off.
Okay. So 12:57, the July 9th CUNA Arts Commission meeting is officially closed. Done.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. It's good to see everybody, even if it's only this way.